Barry Ball tryouts.
Uh-oh. Are you saying he didn't make the team again this year?
Yeah.
The list is on the bulletin board.
Pine Gate's not on it.
I'm really sorry, Blue. I know how much it meant to you to make the team and how hard you worked at it.
Yeah.
But I was only fooling myself. Plenty of folks told me I shouldn't have bothered, that I'm just not big fast enough, that I'm just not good enough.
You are really good at math, Blue.
Thanks, Matt. I know you're just trying to make me feel better,
but I always dreamed of being a great Barry Ball player. I guess I just wasn't willing to face the truth. That's a hard thing for us all to face, Blue. The truth, that is.
What do you mean by that, Ed?
Well, most of us have trouble facing the truth that we're sinners, or at least serious enough sinners that we need forgiveness. To make ourselves feel better, we often make excuses, or try to put the blame on somebody else, or something else. We don't like to admit anything is our fault.
But the truth is that we're all sinners, isn't it, Raz?
I'm afraid so, Blue. And if we're willing to face the truth, if we aren't willing to face the truth, we're only lying to ourselves, denying that we do need God's forgiveness.
But the good news, the gospel, is that when we are honest with ourselves, when we're willing to admit the truth about ourselves and tell it to God,
He is faithful and just, and He will forgive us.
Facing the truth about ourselves isn't easy, but it is necessary.
I know it was hard for you not to make the Barry Ball team, Blue, but I hope our little discussion about lying and telling the truth was helpful.
Oh, it was, Beth, because I can live without making the Barry Ball team, but I can't live without Jesus' forgiveness. Thanks, Beth.
You're welcome, Blue. All right, now it's time for true confessions from the pastor. I was looking at the readings for today, and I was looking at the wrong list. So isn't that terrible? I should know these things. So I was looking at the readings for this. Remember I talked about the cycles A, B, and C? Cycle B has the reading in it from 1 John that has that part of it. And then Pastor really messed me up because he changed the order of service to Divine Service 4 instead of Divine Service 1 and 2. I could have gotten away with this on Divine Service 1 and 2 because what do we say in the confession? You guys know what we say in confession at the beginning of service, on both times we use that service.
First time.
Right? Something about being sinners, and if we aren't, we're just lying to ourselves if we don't face the truth about being sinners. But when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and He will forgive us our sins. Why does God forgive us our sins? Because you're so good?
No.
No, why does He forgive us our sins?
Because
He loves us. And how did He show He loved us? By dying on the cross, and more importantly, that wouldn't it do any good if he just died on the cross? He'd be kind of dead and gone, right? But what happened?
He's alive.
He's alive. Good, I'm alive. Now we're cooking here, yes. For 40 days. He was still alive after the 40 days. He just went up to heaven after the 40 days. But that was good. You're paying attention. So today we want to remember. And that's the important thing about you guys being here today. Because you hear those words, wonderful words, that your sins are forgiven. And you have eternal life with Jesus in heaven. And so we'll talk about that in the sermon as well. Okay. Thanks for coming up and putting up with sitting in the front pew and on the floor.